Country Club FM.
Let's do it. It is Bob Almanac time. This date in history, and also the birthdays. My friend, codename Major Healy, he texted me saying, did I use the term fuddy-duddy? Did I call myself a fuddy-duddy?
I think you did.
On Monday, yeah. I think I said I don't want to be too much of a fuddy-duddy, and then I complained about something that was modern or hip or something. But he must listen to every word I say, which is scary.
It is. I don't recommend it.
I do not recommend that. No. Unless we are playing Almanac Trivia.
Then you must.
But we're not. We have nothing to give away.
Not today.
No.
Not today. So just kick back and relax and enjoy and listen to what you want to listen to.
Today's Thursday, May 3rd. That's called selective listening.
Yes.
Hear what you want to hear. And maybe you don't want to hear any of it.
Right.
242 days until the end of the year, 1915. This date, 1915. Have you heard of In Flanders Fields?
Yes.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row.
Those words he wrote.
Canadian physician Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae on this date wrote his poem, In Flanders Fields, with the poppies. And that's why we have poppies when it comes to Veterans Day and Remembrance Day and Armistice Day. John McCrae, he was Canadian, 1915. On this date. And if you've ever been to any memorial service, on Memorial Day, they'll read In Flanders Fields from World War I, 1915. Remembering our veterans as always here. 1936, Joe DiMaggio. Jolt and Joe. They didn't know him as that yet.
The Yankee
Clipper. They didn't know that he was Jolt and he wasn't the Yankee Clipper. He was just this guy. Probably, oh, this is an Italian guy. He's going to go play for the Yankees. What's he going to do? Bada boom, bada bing. Well, he did a lot of bada boom, bada binging for the Yankees. He played his first major league game this date, 1936.
Now, was Dom DiMaggio on that team, I wonder?
I'd have to look it up. Was he on...
Did they play together? Yeah, they must have been. I'll look and see.
I love the name Dom.
I do, too.
But because of that name, he didn't have a chance to succeed.
Well, no, he...
He would have been better going on to acting like Dom DeLuise. He would have been a better actor than a baseball player. So, Joe had a pretty nice career. Of course, left some to fight in the war. Did he not?
Yes.
Just like Ted Williams.
Yeah, just like Ted.
1936. 1966. This was the date that Johnny Carson and Ava Gabor played Twister.
Oh, yes.
On the Tonight Show.
That did wonders for that game.
Yeah, the game, it was originally called like Pretzel, and then they changed it to Twister, and then it was on the Tonight Show, and then they sold millions after it. The power of television.
Right.
And Johnny Carson.
Yes.
At that point in time, in 1966, if you would ask me, would you like to play Twister with Ava Gabor? What do you think my answer would be?
In.
Yeah. I remember the first time I played Twister. I was still too young. I didn't know left and right yet. So I remember my mother had to put L with a pencil or a marker on one hand and R on the other. I was probably only three or four.
Well, that's one way to learn.
That's one way to learn. That's good. Twister, yes, it is. It is. It's a teaching tool. Is what that is.
Yeah.
And then I soon realized, even at that young age, I do not have the flexibility to play Twister. And guess what? I have not played it since.
Nope.
I haven't played it since.
Been a many, 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 many years.
Yes. So, 66. Jimmy Fallon does like Jello Shot Twister or something on his show. So, the tradition continues, pretty much. The legacy continues on The Tonight Show with the game Twister. In 79...
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith.
She was the Iron Lady, and she won the majority. She became the first female prime minister of British history.
Yep.
This date, Margaret Thatcher, 1979. How about in 86?
When you're in the Smokies, come on out to Dollywood. We're sliding down a mountain, makes you feel real good. It's a magic place to spill with family fun.
I'm still kicking myself for not going to Dollywood when we were in the Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg.
You were close by.
Yeah, Pigeon Forge is right there. Dollywood opened on this day in 86. It's still open, and it was voted like one of the best as far as some of its amenities.
It's thriving.
In 1986, the Dolly Coaster is probably the best. It just has two ups and downs, and then you're done. That's the Dolly Coaster.
Sure.
1988, this date.
Astrologer Joan Quigley was hired to read charts for one of the most powerful couples on Earth.
and some people believed she changed history.
Ooh, she was the astrologer. It was this day in 88 that the White House acknowledged that First Lady Nancy Reagan had used astrological advice throughout her presidency. It was 1980, or his presidency, her husband's presidency, Ronald Reagan. And while she was there, basically from the beginning, and this was 88, so this was this last year.
Yeah.
So, and the reason that she did it was because of the zero-year curse. Up to that point, every president that had been voted in a 0 year, a year that ended in zero, had died in office.
Wow.
And George W. Bush, actually Ronald Reagan, broke that string. And then, so we've gone two in a row now.
Right.
Reagan and then George W. Bush, and then somebody's going to get elected in 2020.
Right.
So we've gone two, hopefully three. But
that's a very strange thing there. When you think about it. Boy. Yeah, I immediately think of Lincoln and Kennedy, 1860, 1960.
There are many.
Yeah, and there were
FDR,
others.
He died in office. He was
1940?
Or 30.
Or 30, that's what I meant. 30.
2011, this date.
I want the name of this flying whatchamacallit to go with the Daily Planet like bacon and eggs. Franks and beans, death and taxes, politics and corruption.
I don't think that he would lend himself to any cheap promotion schemes, though, Mr. White.
Hmm. Exactly how would you know that, Ken?
How would he know that? Right?
Right.
Jackie Cooper, we're remembering him here today. Again, he started as one of the R Gang kids. He was one of the little rascals, and there he is. He also was the youngest to receive an Academy Award nomination, and there he is as Perry White, basically Superman's boss.
Yes.
In Superman the movie.
At the Daily Planet.
Jackie Cooper, when he was in the R Gang, the later R Gang films, he was Jackie, so he just had his own name.
Yes.
He wasn't was didn't have anything. He wasn't Buckwheat or anything. Didn't come up with Froggy or any kind of good name there. We're going to move on to birthdays now.
Did they do this one?
Yeah.
I bet they did.
The great voice of Frankie Valli. Frankie Valli, not his real name. You should go through Wikipedia and see the different kind of names that they used and he used before they finally settled on Frankie Valli with an I.
Uh-huh.
Frankie Valli is 84, and for a guy who just went and saw Jersey Boys live at the Orpheum last weekend, the timing couldn't be any better.
Wasn't he at the state?
It would have gone. People said he sounded fantastic.
That's amazing.
You couldn't tell. It was like it was 1962 or whatever all over again.
They had
Sherry, Big Boys Don't Cry, and Walk Like a Man, three straight number ones to start their career. Jeez. For Nikki, Tommy, Bob, right? Bob Gaudio.
Yeah.
Bob Gaudio, and then there was Frankie Valli, of course, and his great voice.
My eyes adored you. Remember that?
That was later on.
It was just great.
I had a K-Tel album with Swearing to God on it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and then, you know, they did the 60s thing, and then they got into disco with Who Loves You, Pretty Mama, Who Loves You, and then there was also Oh, What a Night.
Wow.
For the Four Seasons. They had changed the lineup a little bit by then.
So good.
Frankie Valli is 84.
It's the fishing invention of the century. There's never been anything like it. Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. Men, women, youngsters can cast almost like experts the very first time.
The Pocket Fisherman. Almost. Yes. This thing, I never fish with the Pocket Fisherman. I'm going to imagine that Babe Winkleman or our guys on Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry.
Yeah.
I doubt if they ever.
Maybe
we should ask them, did they fish with the Pocket Fisherman? Would they even be seen with a Pocket Fisherman anywhere near them in a 5 mile radius?
I would doubt that.
What was your favorite Ronco product? Do you have one?
Rhinestone
Stud Setter, where you could take your own jean jacket and bling it up.
Yeah.
Make it look like a nudie suit. That was pretty good.
The guy was a genius.
The glass froster. The record vacuum, because microdust, you don't realize what an enemy of your records and your vinyl microdust was back in the day.
Guy had it figured out.
Ron Popeil, set it and neglect it. Ron Popeil, 83. Greg Gumbel, sportscaster. He's Brian Gumbel's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He is 72. Mary Hopkin, happy birthday today. We all know her big song, Those Were the Days, My Friend. We thought they'd never end. This was her other hit. which was written and produced by Paul McCartney. And it sounds like a Paul McCartney song.
It does.
No doubt about it, from 1969. Not Mary Hopkins, it's Mary Hopkin.
Hopkin.
You're from Hopkins, she's Hopkin.
Hopkin. I was asked Clem Haskins.
He did drop the S on Hopkins, yes.
Right.
Mary Hopkin, happy birthday. She is 68. This was huge when I was a kid.
Sailing takes me away to where I'm always needed.
Christopher Cross.
Hard to see that voice coming out of that body.
Yes. It's alive. For some reason, he's performing with an Earl Campbell jersey on in this clip that I'm using.
Huh.
He's Christopher Cross, and he's 67. Cactus Mosier, the drummer for Highway 101, is 61 today. Happy birthday, Cactus Mosier. Married
to Winona.
Winona, exactly. He got into some accident, didn't he?
Yeah, motorcycle accident. He lost his leg.
He is still with Highway 101, isn't he? He's listed as a member, current member of the group.
Yeah.
So, Cactus Mosier, happy birthday. Here's a very familiar synthesizer intro to a song. Soft Cell, about 82 or 83. A little Tainted Love. David Ball, the man on the synthesizer playing the organ there. He's having a birthday. David Ball, 59. Ooh. Not the David Ball.
Right. Different.
Right. Not that David Ball who did Thinking Problem.
Right.
You're thinking of a different David Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he also do Private Malone?
He did.
That's
indeed.
That's the same David Ball,
yes,
and
you
look
are correct.
What followed me home. But this is a different David Ball, obviously.
Right.
Nina Garcia's 51. Judge on Project Runway. Eric Church.
No need to complicate it. I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
He likes to wear his ball caps, and he's 41. Cheryl Burke. Our last of our living and breathing birthdays, Cheryl Burke, 34. She's one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars. She's become a household name because of that show.
There it is.
And she can dance up a storm. She's no solid gold dancer.
Well,
I don't think she'd be good enough to be a solid gold dancer, but...
That's a very rare breed.
She's 34.
Gone but not forgotten today. We start with famed bank robber, one of the Dalton brothers. There was about 10 Dalton kids. Several of them went into a life of crime, including Emmett Dalton. He was the only one. Five of them rode in to rob a couple of banks in Coffeyville. They were going to rob two banks simultaneously. Four of them died. Emmett survived despite being wounded. They said they took out 23 bullets. He had 23 bullet wounds, survived. Life in prison, then got paroled after 14 years. 1861, maybe one of your top four Israeli prime ministers, Golda Meir, born on this day, 1898.
She's just below a couple of the Yitzhaks.
Very nice. Emmy Academy Award-winning actress Mary Astor appeared in more than 100 films, including The Maltese Falcon and others, 1906. Remember this voice?
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in
if he had a hammer,
evening,
he'd hammer all day long.
All over this land.
And all over the place. He is Pete Seeger, political activist, Hall of Fame folk singer, 1919. One of the Sugar Rays that boxed, this is Sugar Ray Robinson. He was a middleweight, and he became the only boxer to win the world title five times at one weight.
Do you think there are any Sugar Rays out there that are accountants?
No.
Or maybe a dentist?
I don't think so.
I think if you have that Sugar Ray name, you're boxing.
You're boxing. Sugar Ray Robinson, 1921. Before there was Meadowlark Lemon, the guy who really got was one of the most famous Globetrotters ever, was Goose Tatum. He was born in this day, 1921. He's the godfather of soul.
Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Oh, love that. He's the hardest working man in show business outside of Jim Erickson.
You had to watch his feet. When he was dancing.
Yes.
I mean, he had some footwear going on there.
He absolutely did. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. James Brown. Born
James Brown, Celebrity Hot Tub.
1933. And one more. He was magician Doug Henning.
I've always been fascinated by the magic of mirrors. Mirrors are very magical because they give us a perfect reflection of reality, but it's really an illusion. So I thought I'd do a wonderful illusion with a mirror. Watch as I walk right through a mirror.
Oh, we'd love to hang on with you, Doug. We just don't have time. Are we sure he died, or did he just make himself disappear?
He may have. The latter may be true. He was born in this day, 1947. We can't find him, so we'll consider him gone, but not forgotten.
And I tell you what, these are coming at just an alarming rate.
Also like my women.
Somebody forgot one?
Yeah. Everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels. Don't you roll so slow.
He's a truck-driving son of a gun.
He is.
He's Dave Dudley.
Yeah, he's awaiting in Memphis.
That's love this song. But I got too many women. 1928, Dave Dudley. 1928
awesome,
on this date.
By the way, that is a great tune. Gone but not forgotten.
Gone but not
Dave
forgotten.
Dudley.
Dave Dudley, the man. There you go. That's it for the Almanac today. All entertainment, infotainment, edutainment. We do it here for you on Bob FM. And we don't even have a teaching degree.
I know.
Not even a certificate.
Is it legal for us to
we
do this?
We couldn't even be in study hall.
Right. He was gone, married some girl from Denver.